Here's part one, talking about Shakespeare, his influences, and just a little bit of background information to make you all aware of why we need to talk about Shakespeare when we're talking about the Renaissance. So the Renaissance spread to England in the mid-1500s. The period was known as the Elizabethan Age, after Queen Elizabeth I. Elizabeth reigned England from 1558 to 1603. She was very well educated and spoke French, Italian, Latin, and Greek. She also wrote poetry and music. As queen, she did much to support the development of English art and literature, so we could also call her a patron of the arts. The most famous writer of the Elizabethan age was William Shakespeare. Many people regard him as the greatest playwright of all time. Shakespeare was born in 1564 in Stratford-upon-Avon, a small town about 90 miles northwest of London. By 1592, he was living in London and writing poems and plays, and soon he would be performing at the world-famous Globe Theatre. Like many Renaissance writers, Shakespeare revered the classics and drew on them for inspiration and plots. His works display a masterful command of the English language and a deep understanding of human beings. He revealed the souls of men and women through scenes of dramatic conflict. Many of these plays examine human flaws. However, Shakespeare also had one of his characters deliver a speech that expresses the Renaissance's high view of human nature. This is an excerpt from Hamlet. "What a piece of work is a man, how noble in reason, how infinite in faculties, in form and moving, how express and admirable, in action how like an angel, in apprehension how like a god, the beauty of the world, the paragon of animals." Again, that is an excerpt from Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2. Some of Shakespeare's most famous plays include the tragedies Macbeth, Hamlet, Othello, Romeo and Juliet, and King Lear. Some of his most famous comedies include A Midsummer Night's Dream and The Taming of the Shrew. Even though he has been dead for about 400 years, Shakespeare is one of the favorite writers of filmmakers. His works are produced both in period costumes and in modern attire. The themes or dialogue have been adapted for many films, including some in foreign languages. But the question becomes, since it is 400 years later, should we think about updating his language when it comes to reading some of his more famous plays in school? Is the language he used too difficult for us to understand today? Should we adapt some of the themes into more modern contexts, like the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, which was an adaptation of The Taming of the Shrew? What do you think? Take a second, think about it, answer the questions you've had so far, and then continue on to part two of the podcast.